Postal delivery due today. Stand by.
Double Mint adds to your fun. Double Mint chewing gum.
Area subway officials will get Congressman William Natcher's letter denying them a go-ahead on the regional rapid transit system today. The D.C. Appropriations Subcommittee chairman sends the letter after a talk with subway manager Jackson Graham earlier this week. D.C. police hold William Proctor of West Virginia Avenue Northeast today after he allegedly stabs his neighbor Masao Yamashiro to death. Meanwhile, Walter Fields, a Marine stationed at Quantico, is shot in the back during a street robbery in D.C. He remains in serious condition at Walter Reed Army Hospital. The three-member study commission, appointed by Senator Joe Tidings of Maryland, is all set to begin its independent review of germ warfare testing and research at Edgewood Arsenal. The private panel will begin work as soon as an Army team finishes its own study, probably sometime next week. Allegheny Airlines says now that seven of the 83 persons killed in that in-flight collision of one of its airliners and a small plane Tuesday near Indianapolis, Indiana, were from Maryland. The latest victims identified and listed as Theodis Harris of Baltimore and Richard Tannen, a 21-year-old University of Indiana student from Silver Spring. The U.S. command says American servicemen, 137 of them, were killed in the Vietnam War last week, the lowest toll in a month. The officer in charge of the bridge of the USS Evans when it collided with the Australian carrier Melbourne has been given a reprimand after he pleads guilty. Rhodesia published a new constitution today, little change from draft proposals approved in a June referendum. White minority rule will continue. Ties with Britain will be broken. Park Chung-hee, president of South Korea, predicts the constitutional amendment to allow him to run for a third term will be passed. The matter comes up in the National Assembly on Saturday. Here's what's cooking in the school cafeterias today. Fairfax County Elementary and most secondary schools, flying saucers or subs. In Alexandria, baked meatloaf. In the high schools, fillet of fish sandwich. In Arlington, it'll be pizza. District elementary lunches, Frank's on bun. Junior and senior high serving up barbecue pork on bun. Schools with menus differing from the county menu will be heard during the Harv Moore Show.
Is that someone typing up the deal on your new car? No. For lower cost new car loans, it's the First National Bank of Southern Maryland.
Good morning, this is Les Myers, reporting from the AAA. If you're inbound on Route 66 this morning, about 2 miles west of 495, there is a piece of steel in the roadway, so please use care. One accident, that on the ramp from Riverdale Road to the northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and very heavy traffic stacked up on the Suitland Parkway, South Capitol Street, and 295 already.
WPGC weather words, sunny and cool, highs to 75 today, it's 55 degrees. Bob Raleigh, Pulse Beat News from WPGC, AM and FM Morningside, one of America's great radio stations.